Thad Lewis, a quarterback this week.
Yeah.
Same one you faced last time. Is it good that you've seen him on film once that you can go back over and see maybe some tendencies or things he likes to do?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think that's good for everybody. You know, being able to – that we played against him before and we know who to – you know, to prepare for. But, you know, I'll say it, you know, over and over again as a D-line, you know, I watched more of the O-line than I watched the quarterback's tendencies. You know, if there's something that's telling, you know, or something that's really going to be a tip for us throughout the week, then, you know, then obviously, you know, I'll watch a little bit closer with the quarterback's mannerisms. But, yeah, I'm watching O-line and watching what I can do against them.
What have you seen out of the Buffalo Bills offensive line that – maybe doesn't concern you, but something you need to pay attention to?
Well, they work well together as a group. You know, they work backside of plays really well, and they know that, we know that, and it's still something that we have to stop.
Looking at yourselves, what can you guys do better from the last game to this game against the Buffalo run game and what they did?
Well, overall, we can start faster, and you know, that was one point of emphasis today in the team meeting. And it's really about starting fast. We, you know, we let them get up on us too quick, and it's something that we have to avoid. And obviously, finishing strong is a goal of ours as well. You know, in the fourth quarter, and that's something we've been doing these past couple of weeks. We just have to continue to do so.
I'm sure a win is a win, but it would be nice to play with the lead at some point, so you guys can maybe feel a little bit more comfortable in the fourth quarter. Although you guys look comfortable playing in tight football games, but as you said, to your point, maybe starting the first half a little bit better.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, whenever you're playing with the lead, you know, it's always more fun, or not always more fun, but it can be fun for a D lineman because you kind of know the situation. You know, they're going to throw the ball around a little bit, and you get a chance to pass rush. So, you know, it changes the way that, you know, you're in your stance and, you know, and the things that you do. So, yeah, playing with the lead is a little bit different, and you know, it's definitely, I guess, a little bit more enjoyable. But, you know, it's something that that we learned throughout this year, is that, you know, there's really no safe position, you know, if there's time on the clock. And so we, you know, so we're definitely ready to roll up, down, whatever. We're ready to fight and come back and get a W.
What's it like playing in Buffalo? Other than the cold, I mean, is it a good environment to play in?
Yeah, it's a fun environment. You know, those fans have a few brews before the game, and you know, I don't blame them. Yeah, it's a little cold up there. You know, keep the blood warm. But no, it's always fun to play in a hostile environment. You know, when you got people throwing snowballs at your bus on the way in, and you know, give me the finger, and you know,
you're number one.
You're number one, and they're, you know, they're just telling us from their hearts, and that's all you really can ask from these fans, you know. No, but it's always fun to play up there, and it's a good time. So, you know, I'll enjoy myself as the rest of the team.
Yeah. Have you learned Michael Thomas's name?
Yeah, Michael Thomas. Yeah, Michael Thomas. That's it. That's him. And no, he's been obviously great, you know, in the last game. But, you know, in terms of getting off last week's game and getting on to this week, you know, you just saw him out today. You know, he's flying around today, you know, just trying to make things happen on the scout team. And you know, that's his role, and he's been here fulfilling it and beyond.